Badge of honor. It was maybe the first lesson I learned. Somebody puts their hands on you, you hit their ass back. If they're bigger than you, get a bottle or a stick or something. One night at supper, my stepfather told my mother the tea was too sweet. When she put the glass to her mouth to taste, he smashed it against her face. Then he started hitting her. I ran across the street to a neighbor's house and asked him to call the cops. But like always, my mom told the cops nothing was wrong. So they left, and I got my ass beat for trying to help. After every fight, they reconciled. I just didn't get it. I hated living in all that chaos. I hated watching my mom get beat. I never understood why she put us through that. One night, my mother's voice woke me. I looked out the trailer window and saw him hit her. They started fighting. The next thing I know, I'm out there in the middle of it, swinging and kicking. Now, I was only 9 and less than half his size, so I know I didn't hurt him. But I must have annoyed him, because wham, he punched me in the face, knocking me to the ground. My mother screamed, "You hit my son!" And that was the end of that fight. But my mom took great pride in telling everyone that her son, a mere kid, was brave enough to fight a grown man. I understood. Don't call the cops. Take care of it yourself. Then one day, she overslept. I heard him hit the alarm hard and say, "Bitch, get your ass up!" Then I heard running water and my mother scream. He had thrown a pot of hot water on her. This time, I remember that early lesson. I chased him out of the house with a knife. The last time I found my mother crumpled on the floor, I threw him against the wall. He was a 150-pound crackhead. I was now 14 years old, 220 pounds, and I played football. I was no longer a boy who needed a weapon. I punched him in the jaw. There was a loud pop when it broke. I looked him in the eye and said, "Don't ever hurt my mother again." He didn't. And I wore that respect like a badge of honor.